This is the trigger warning for our show. Please understand that various monsters had various victims and hunted in various ways, depending on the folklore, mythology, or stories that were told about them. Please understand that it is not our intent to upset you. You will be given other warnings and additional warnings depending on the episode, but this is our blanket statement. We didn't write the myths, but we are using them to tell our story. Also, this is the content warning for our show. There will be cursing. There will be some interesting ideas. We will take it in where we can. But be warned, there was beer involved.
What if I told you there is a world where not only are monsters like vampires and werewolves real, but they have rights, just like you and me. And in this world, there exists a secret government organization dedicated to keeping you safe and making sure they follow the rules. Welcome to Anarium, a Monster of the Week podcast.
Hello, agents, and welcome back to Anarium, your favorite Monster of the Week podcast. I am your host and friendly neighborhood podcaster guy, Cameron Baker, back with another episode, episode 3 of the Case Files series that we're doing. That's enough for me. Let's go ahead and take a listen to what happened last time on an area of Case Files.
You were able to see a sign that says Enfield Cemetery.
I know my kids are out there somewhere, but what about my wife? I gotta go. She's still in here somewhere.
Okay, you guys get to the room. She is hooked up to all kinds of stuff. She does not look very responsive.
Look at the way you fool.
She's going to squeeze your hand and open her eyes again. I'll just say, confirmed, whatever's talking to you is a danger.
Oh, she's awake. Don't worry. He will pay what is owed.
And at that moment, her heart rate is going to start dropping off. And you can see that she's crying and she mouths to you that she's sorry. Hi, it's me, Cameron, your monster uncle, your munkle. We're back again in Sam's sandbox, as it were, playing a game. And what were we calling this? I haven't said it yet. You said it once.
Anarium Case Files.
Anarium Case Files, episode 3. We're finally dropping the name. Isn't that cool?
Side story. Little side stories.
Yes. So that's what we're doing. We kind of talked about that in the episode 0 there about why this came about, why we're doing this. But yeah, so we are playing in Sam's sandbox, and this is a world, a game that was created by Michael Sands, and we always like to put that out there. And this is a great game. You guys should, if you are looking for a new tabletop role-playing game, you guys should look into this.
Well, what's the name of the game?
I don't know. You tell me. Just kidding. It's Monster of the Week.
I believed that.
And when you Google it, there will probably be the number one that's going to come up is a podcast called that's Monster of the Week, and it's about like supernatural stuff, which is pretty cool. There's a plug for you. I might delete it. I don't know. anyways, to my left, we have a very handsome man who him and I run into each other at the gym. Well, we used to.
We still do from time to time.
Yes, but we just go at different times. You go way too early.
Yes. I gotta work like a regular job in the middle of the day. And be in sales. My name's Josh. I am playing Alessandro Duhamel. I also go by Xander. My character is 28 years old and 5'5", 135 pounds, and currently trying to deal with the death of his wife and the kidnapping of his children.
You know, just
Tuesday.
Nothing. Yeah,
abduction
nothing,
maybe might be more.
Nothing not too just crazy.
Just another abduction. Wednesday.
So I almost called you Leslie and said, what's Laura? Laura, yep. Who do you play?
Yep, I'm Laura. I'm playing Leslie. She is the professional playbook, 40-something U.S. Marshal, which I needed to ask you about. Do cursed werewolves get, like, do they de-age, or does she still look 40-something?
That's a good question.
You would stop aging.
Because at like 40.
The curse was originated with a bloodline of elves.
Yeah.
Which is why Troy is racist against elves. Not as bad as he could be, but still. racist. He generally catches himself, but the longevity of the elves mixed with their curse. So only silver can kill you. Like, unlike Troy, who, if he gets blasted in the face with a bazooka, is gone.
Yeah.
You, if it's not a silver bazooka, will get back up eventually.
Ooh.
And you stop aging because you have the longevity of an elf. So you are will be your age.
All right, that's fair. And then something about my character. I'm a meth addict. That was established in the last episode.
That's true. Were making Johnny Walker decisions.
And that's how an introduction goes. Sam?
This cat is looking into your soul, Josh.
He does that.
Kitty, kitty.
That's Bucky. He's a sweetheart. Hi, my name's Sam. I play Troy Walsh. I'm a monster's playbook. I'm a lycanthrope. I am where the werewolf curse originated from, not personally, but overall. I believe it's been explained in other episodes in the past, so if you guys are interested, let me know. Send me an email at anarium.podcast@gmail.com.
Yes, I was going to say, I couldn't get it, but once you said it, yes, that is correct.
That is correct. But hey, I'm here to play. I'm looking to have fun and figure out what the hell's going on with the Duhamels.
I'm trying to figure it out too.
Yeah. All right. And so before we get into that, man, we are 4 minutes into this thing. That is crazy.
It's
that
like we are on topic and on point. Look at us go.
Thanks, Rob.
We can go over the list here.
I like Rob's introductions.
I do.
Sometimes they're
I love the man like a brother.
Lengthy
I would kill someone for Rob Hamilton. Dude messes up my intros every time.
Well, to be fair, you've messed up one.
I did. I forgot. That was a bottle of rye whiskey. Half a bottle that should not have been consumed. But it did happen.
Yeah, that
was... happens to the best of us. And as a player, and I'll tell you this, I might have said it on the one episode where we... the round table. If there's an episode where Bernard's quiet.
That's a drunk episode.
That's what's happening there. Gotcha. Man, we even got off topic there. We're still under 6 minutes.
Look at us go.
Woo!
I wanted to say before we get too far into this, I don't think we, as far as the experience points for the mission, I don't think we got two of the four on that last one. Right? We didn't protect anybody, certainly.
Nobody was protected.
Did we conclude the current mystery?
No.
LOL.
We didn't save anybody from certain death.
In fact, we watched my wife die.
Yeah. Did we learn something new and important about the world?
Kind of. I guess so, yeah.
Well, if I'm a hunter, you know now that I have a demon that's...
Like, for sure. We have a malevolent demon, for sure.
We learned something important about one of the hunters.
Okay.
And we've got
I'm a meth addict. I feel like we learned
I would give that learning something about the hunters. I would give us that, but nothing else really.
So we didn't learn anything about the world.
That's still one experience.
Okay. So we'll get the one there.
How many episodes you said this is going to be?
15.
We got this.
10 to 15. But I also have.
We'll be here for 20 now.
I got some cards up my sleeve to kind of bump you guys up a little bit. Did your beard hair just like...
Yes.
Oh, it does. And it is ASMR.
And that was amazing. It happened and I was just kind of like...
Whoa. Liking that.
We just lost half the crowd. They're sleeping.
Got nothing. I can't do that. Yeah.
Well, we have half the crowd's turned on. Half the crowd is asleep.
We know you love it.
My mustache doesn't make any noise.
Oh, my God.
Gotta work on it. It's something. It's something you gotta stylize.
The elves faked the moon landing.
Okay.
Did we tangent enough now?
I think so. And we're still under 7 minutes.
Oh, we got more tangenting to do.
Okay. Let's go. Do we start back at the car or are we jumping right to Chicago? Because I kind of wanted to give.
Yeah, it sounds like I'm gonna get a bit of a crash course here on the way to the.
Yes. So that was my guess. Was we are in the car. Where are you seated? Where's everyone seated?
I don't know. This is a new car to me. Y'all.
Right. I'm driving.
Yeah, y'all tell me.
I'm driving this time.
You're driving this time? Okay, yep. That's fine.
And then where are you at? You
in
passenger
side?
I guess I'm the guy in the back. I'd probably be,
I figured you're going to fall asleep.
I kind of look like Oh, I'm going to fall asleep. Oh, probably just, from freaking out.
That was my thought, is you've been through a lot.
Yeah,
it depends on the content of the conversation, because although sleep could be, I would say that my character is not so calm enough to be asleep. He's probably, if you're educating him, he's listening.
Okay.
So, if I'm in the back seat, I'm back middle, right down the rear view. Since you're driving, and you are the veteran, I imagine you are driving and kind of like talking to me in the mirror, and I'm looking at you through the mirror.
Yep.
Okay. Let's jump in there.
You're no vampire, so I can see you.
Mm-hmm. True.
And I imagine the radio's off. There's no "Carry on My Wayward Son" in the background.
No, not for this particular occasion.
Just so you're aware,
it would be disturbed
for when the witches were in the nursery. Was to just be like, Troy walks in with his cell phone out, blaring, "Play that funky music, white boy," with the hopes that the music would draw out the singing of the warlock. And cause them to wake back up and have control again. Didn't happen. I could sense you were putting something down, and I didn't want to mess with it, so I just went along. All right, Mr. Duhamel. So as you might have guessed, my partner here does not have a meth problem.
That you know of.
Well, I mean, that was weird. Bernard almost came out. There's a part of me like the player.
I was going to say, thank goodness.
By the way, drugs have scent. I would know.
Of course you fucking would.
The world isn't what you think it is. And I'm sorry. We're not deputy U.S. Marshals. I mean, we are employed in the Marshal Service. It's part-time. We work for a government.
I'll cut that.
We work.
How much have you drank before you got to driving, sir?
We work for a government organization.
We're going to go down there and do government. Your judgment. You're going to do that thing. You're going to be all right.
Leslie does meth and you're hammered at the wheel.
Oh, it's all man. Good.
This is not a great intro for you, is it?
I'm loving it.
So, we are a part of a government agency known as Anarium. Monsters are real. Mr. Duhamel, vampires, werewolves, demons, angels, Vishnu,
dragons,
warlocks, you name it. It might just be out there. Shit, jackalopes are real too. Their antlers are used as an aphrodisiac.
What?
Yep. You take a minute. Let that sink in.
I'm trying to have it all sink in. So if they're demons, you say they're angels too?
Yeah, they're kind of dicks, but they do their thing.
I feel like that was my throat again.
There's I think that was me.
Was it?
Because okay. I heard it, but it was me.
Okay, like gurgle from the old.
Like, I know I have like acid reflux, and I'm like, oh, can you?
Especially when you're
hear?
When you're drinking, if you're it's just wide open. It's just like,
yeah. Like so, that's the third. Well, I think all three of
just,
us.
Just edit all the stomach sounds into one thing, and then you got another ASMR video.
You had a weird demon voice.
I'm gonna see if they all sound the same. I'm gonna see if it was one stomach sound or three different sounds. We're gonna find out. Okay.
Yeah, angels, werewolves, demons, it's at this point, I'm in it. It doesn't matter. It's, so where are we going? What are we?
We are headed back to our headquarters, where you will be interrogated, checked, examined, read in officially. And then you're probably going to help us find your kids, most likely, because you're clearly connected to whatever it is that took them.
Yeah, I can't deny that at all. It still whispers to me, even now. I just, whatever it takes to get to my children, and if it means getting to this office, to this place, I'm willing to do it.
When we get there, you're going to see some weird shit. Best I can tell you is don't stare. Most things don't like it when you stare.
That's fair. I can do that. I think I can handle this.
Stick by me. You'll be fine. Okay. I got an eye out on you. You'll be all right. You're not in this alone.
All right, Mr. Walsh.
Call me Troy.
Troy.
All right.
Thank you.
At he likes to be called sir.
Shut up.
Thank you, sir.
Methy.
At this
one mistake. I make one fucking mistake.
I've now had an idea. We are off book. And
this are we off book, Cameron?
This is the direction we're going. I think it's going to be fun. Troy.
Yes.
You tell me, which lane are you in? You're driving. Are you on a busy road?
The legal one. Okay.
Well, I mean, so that's what I'm asking. Are you on...
Which lane? Are you in the middle lane?
How are you driving? Are you on... Is this a...
I am driving the speed limit in the quickest route possible. So if that's a toll lane, that's fine. The car's got toll set up. We're not really looking to be hidden because nobody's actively trying to kill Xander. So it would just be getting back to base.
Okay, so
quickest,
you're gonna be
safest way possible.
On the interstate, we'll say it's four lanes, and I think I looked at the map. There's a toll road too, so we'll say this is a toll road. There's four lanes, meeting in between. Two lanes going that way, two lanes going the other way, and you'd probably be in the fast lane, right? You're trying to go fast. Is Troy Moore going safe? He's on.
Realistically, he would set it to the speed limit.
Okay, so he's
bump
chilling.
It up 2 miles faster. It's okay to go 5-0. It's okay to kiss 5 miles over, but you don't make love to it.
So,
I hear that.
You're gonna look to your left.
I make sweet love to that 5 miles an hour,
and you're gonna see a robed figure driving next to you, but you don't see a car. You just see this person sitting as if they're driving a car. And they wave at you. And then they kind of give you like the two fingers pointing at the eyes and look ahead symbol.
Watching them kind of look.
And at that moment, you feel all four of your tires pop.
It is not going to be a great one.
So we're all freaking out. Well, I'm freaking out. What the hell was that?
And I'll say,
I'm not driving.
Is there a roll maybe, or could we just say, did you two see
keep
that?
A,
what
roll cool
would that be?
Maybe?
Would it be?
I would say investigate a mystery for us if we saw it.
Realistically, I wouldn't even make them roll for it. I know you want to.
No, I'm saying, like, what should we? Or just say they didn't see it.
I noticed them. It would be everything pops. I made my comment, and then it would be, well, what's going on?
It's what just happened?
We've got warlocks. You get in the glove box.
Yes, sir.
There's going to be something that kind of looks like a stick.
Okay.
And one of them's got a little car symbol on it. You got that?
Yep. Got
all right. I need you to crack it.
Okay.
With GM's permission, all four tires just reinflated.
Okay, so what happens? You tell me.
That is a magic spell that has been precasted by somebody who can do magic, because I can't. And when it breaks, it releases the magic and it repairs the vehicle to the extent that it can continue to run. And then I step on it. We are no longer driving the speed limit.
Okay.
All right, I'm freaked out.
That is magic, Mr. Duhamel. I'm going to need you to put your seatbelt on.
It's Mr. Duhamel.
I'm going to drop the stick parts and pull out my service weapon.
Okay,
not aimed at anything, but looking out the window, trying to get into a position that I can cover Troy.
At this point, so now you're all pretty aware this has happened. And you saw this person reacted as if their car also hit these invisible strips. And they flew out of it. But you then see them kind of just act as if they have a jetpack. And they're now flying alongside of you, and they kind of...
Is he seeing all this, and we are not?
You are all seeing this now.
Okay.
She's kind of flying ahead of you, kind of slaps her knee and goes, like, gestures, like, 1 second. And then she waves her hand in front of her. So now, and you can tell me how, what you've hit is essentially about a 2-foot wall.
When can I try and hit her with the sniper rifle?
At some point.
Okay.
But not right now, because right now you are in a car crash.
No, I know.
Did we just hit a new wall after the repair?
What you hit before was like a strip.
Okay.
What you're hitting now was, like I said, about a 2-foot wall. So this car is going to flip. And again, she's just kind of jetpacking around.
So what happens when we hit this 2-foot wall? He jetted, right? You hit the gas after repairing the vehicle. So we're going faster. We're hitting essentially...
He wasn't going very fast, and this happened pretty quickly. So, I mean, what normal...
I mean, we were still going like 65, 70 miles.
Yeah, we're going
an hour.
70
yeah,
miles
well,
an hour.
I was going to say, normal toll road, like probably like 65. So you're going 70, 75 miles an hour. You hit this. Boom. Car is flipping. Things are pretty bad.
We're midair right now.
So what I'll give...
Can I do something here?
I don't know. You tell me. Do you have anything you can do?
I'm trying to think.
Well, if we flip front end over back, you keep thinking. I'm picturing it.
Mm-hmm.
We flip front end over back. I assume Rocket Pack, which is still Warlock, is floating around us.
Mm-hmm.
Vibe check. Is everybody still alive?
So for damage here...
So I was going to say mid-flip. I was going to see if maybe I could possibly, in a fleet of just scared and, you know, maybe see if a Jinx could coincidentally flip us in a way that doesn't...
Ooh, I like it.
That is good.
Take it. Do it. I
like
that. That is very good.
No. Snake eyes.
I will let you use a luck
no,
point.
No, I'm not using a luck point.
Mark experience.
I'm sorry.
Mark experience.
This is going to hurt a lot.
Sorry, I tried.
It's all right.
I'll talk to you about this. How would armor work in a situation like this? Is this an ignore armor situation?
This is probably an ignore armor situation.
And just to specify, I think what happens now since I rolled bad is now you get two of these holds to work against us. Off of my character sheet as a
yep,
as a
that's
keeper.
How the spooky works.
So now you have these things. You have those at your disposal to fuck with us as you wish. As it would have been me to try to use them on our side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the spooky is a really interesting player. I've had a player play the spooky at my table before. It's been fun.
I was just throwing it up.
So how much?
No, you're right. I want to read them now.
You're like, oh wait, I can. Find how much? You get two of them, I think.
How much damage are we taking?
So this is a car accident and a pretty serious one. So the way I was kind of looking at things, and I saw some stuff. It was talking about the damage and how things would be like relatable to real life. So like 8 damage is enough to like that way kills a regular person. But you can survive a car crash.
If I was going to assign damage, it would only be 1 or 2.
That's what I was saying.
Because even at the speed we were at, I mean, you got to imagine 2 damage is a bullet. Baseball bat to the face is 1.
And this is a newer car and also an Anarium car. This is probably about as safe as a vehicle as you can drive.
So it's your call, 1 or 2.
My first time playing the game, but I'm just kind of using like maybe weapons as a frame of reference here. You got a shotgun that does 3, you know, but that's a shotgun. So like, are we equivalating this to a shotgun blast or to each one of us?
I was thinking more 3 or 4, but this is your world. You tell me.
You're the GM.
Say you're the GM.
How bad is this crash?
It's pretty bad.
Paint us a pretty picture of how fucked up we just got. And does it make sense?
I mean, if you want to go three, that's fine.
Three's good. Okay. All right. So I would like...
Three damage, ignores armor. I need to roll for unquenchable vitality.
Okay.
Yeah, same time.
I've taken two damage. Let's see here. I rolled a 10, which means I heal 3 and stabilize my injuries, and I'm still at max.
Okay. All right, so we've done this, and this is, like I said, this is, you are going near 80 miles per hour, and you hit like a 2-foot wall. Mm-hmm. This car has flipped a few times.
It's probably my fault.
And you said I had 2 holds?
Yeah, I'm 2 of these. Do you want to see them? I can just leave them in front of you since I don't think I'm going to jinx again for a bit.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I want to do 4 damage. So how about we do this?
We could say that that was part of it.
I'll say it did 2 damage, and then for each of those holds, I'm going to inflict -1 harm on a target due to an accident, which is one of these. So we're going to get that up to 3.
Okay.
Okay.
So because you have fucked with luck, you maybe could have had regular accident.
I tried, my involuntary magic tried to flip us over and land us upright, and instead it landed us, bounced us, and made us do it again.
And you, this hurt a little more. You have a little whiplash. You are pretty fucked up. I should have asked if you guys were wearing seatbelts.
Yes.
Yes. My character definitely was wearing a seatbelt.
I told you to put a seatbelt on.
I was definitely wearing a seatbelt.
Okay, yeah. And I think in your profiles, I think it would all make sense if everyone was wearing a seatbelt. Bernard was in this car.
He'd be out the windshield.
He'd be picking dead. Him up off the pavement.
Okay, I don't know why I'm looking at this.
I don't know. We're off book. Get the book out of here.
I just want to keep this part up.
That's what he said?
It's true.
Yeah, I tried too hard.
Okay, so you guys are in a fucked up car.
We still in the car?
My question is still, vibe check, where's everybody at?
I'm really hurt. Well, I don't know, where's the line stand? I'm right at it.
Yeah, and we have kind of changed things. So I would actually like a little bit of an explanation on harm and how our system works a little bit differently than normal.
So the one thing that I dislike about how Michael Sands made his game is that when
Michael Sands. I'm just kidding.
The man's amazing in every other way, but when it came to harm and unstable... I think it leaves a lot to them. Basically, it's when you're unstable, quote unquote, it's anytime you basically fail, I just hurt you more. Or as a GM, I can just randomly be like, oh, and your wound hurts you more now.
Yeah, you're bleeding and your heart squirts out more blood.
Yeah. So instead, what we did to make it more on the player instead of just the GM randomly deciding.
You're dying.
Everything past the line. First one's -1, -2, -3, -4. Just thinking, it gets really to -3. That last one means you're dead.
Yeah. So.
When you say negative, are we talking that's like negative XP or HP? Or are we talking about like...
That is negative to any dice roll you make. Which means the more hurt you are, the harder it is for you to accomplish anything.
But you get more experience because you're trying to fight while you're dying.
Technically, yes.
I like it.
Yep. So that is how that will work. So everything past the line starts taking negatives. Everything above the line, you're solid.
I'm still, I just riding the line.
I'm saying none of you should be below the line.
No.
But you're not feeling good.
No.
For Ouchies. Sure.
Can I get that vibe check?
Yeah, I'm hurt, but I'm alive.
Ouch. Yeah, I'm fine.
And if we had to describe this in actual terms, what do we think this would be? I mean, you're right before you're taking negative, so maybe nothing is broken.
Banged up, glass cuts, bruises.
Bruised ribs. Nothing feels great. hurts to move. Yeah. Hurts to breathe.
But nothing is broken. You are no
This
severe.
Is possibly the most hurt Xander's ever been in his life.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for seatbelts.
I would kick my door open. Am I upside down or am I right
yeah,
side up?
Yeah, what's the condition of the car?
Considering he did the jinx and it didn't work, I'm going to say the car's upside down.
All right.
So, did we do your unquenchable vitality?
Yep.
So, where are you at? Where are you?
Full health.
Full health. Okay. That's what I figured.
Untouched.
My turn to, like, let me guess. Good.
Hey, man, that's the best roll I've had all night, so let's not pretend that can't turn sideways for me real fast.
That's true. Well, I don't know. It's been good for you guys so far. We're only 3 episodes in, but it's been a good ride.
I will kick my door open, climb out of the car, pull my pistol out, look at the witch floating around and say, "What the fuck is your goddamn problem?"
And kind of floating in midair, she's going to kind of like hold her hands over her face and... as if laughing. And then she's going to kind of give like a dismissive wave. Kind of grab the invisible handlebars again. And come down. And we'll say she's 100 feet or so in front of the accident. And she's going to be walking towards you. Now.
Mm-hmm.
As she's doing so, she is going to grab near her waist and kind of throw this robe off. What you see is a blonde woman.
Profanities.
About 5'2", and she has looks to be like a some sort of animal pelt, has like a bra, and then again some sort of like animal pelt, not a bra, but like some sort of shortish shirt, and then an animal
Tarzan.
Pelt has some sort of like skirt. Yeah, Tarzanish. And on her face she has what looks to be, it's either some sort of paint or a tattoo. You can't maybe tell from this distance, but looks like a mime.
A mime.
Mm-hmm. I think I gathered that through this so far, that we're looking at a mime.
Yep, I have her written down as the mime.
Yeah. Is this the same?
Can I act
is
under pressure
the,
to get
this...
out of the car?
Yeah, and I think that makes total sense. Yeah,
was
I
this
think
Theo, would... the juggler, if I can recall?
Yes, this is Theo.
Mm-hmm. Doing the juggling act.
I think, yeah, both of you, I'd like you to act under pressure.
Under pressure.
So you fail.
Six.
Mark that experience.
Try, I'm fucking stuck.
Eight.
Okay, and with eight, like there's
Keeper
a
Keeper is going to give you a worse outcome. Hard choice or price to pay? Oh, no, more prices to pay.
I don't know what I'm owe. I don't know what I owe. Because I've done a lot to you already.
I'm no, so please bring it. Don't take it easy on me, please.
I'm so tired.
Well,
and
I just don't think this would...
guy?
I don't think it would result in a harm, but it's not going to feel good. So the worst outcome is, you know, you unbuckle yourself, but you're not thinking. You're upside down, and you fall right on your head. And it
sounds about right.
Yeah, I'm it doesn't feel good. Again, I don't think that's enough
to
give you a point of harm and then also put you in the negatives. Like, if you just went through a car crash, like, I don't think this is going to do that. So
that was the thing that did it.
Yeah, this is it. This is the one.
I would try to crawl out from underneath there, being all upside down to hurt.
Okay. All right, you've done that, and man, I wish I had saved one of those and done like an 80s movie car explosion, but too late.
Retcon, you're recording.
We've already
cool
given you guys the harm. So you two have gotten out. You were full health, and you had no issues getting out of this car. You hurt yourself a little bit, more your pride probably than your actual person, but you're feeling fine. You crawl out of this car, but you are stuck in your seatbelt.
Yeah, my seatbelt is stuck. It's jammed.
What do you guys do?
I am putting my pistol away as I walk toward this woman, and I am pulling my two sais out of the back of the armor vest that I'm wearing, and I'm walking toward her with them in hand. And I'm like, "You don't want to have to do this. You can tell me what it's all about right now. We can call it an end."
Okay, so she stops, and she kind of looks at you and kind of...
Shit, you come in with me, we'll tell them it was your idea. Judges love that shit.
She kind of taps her cheek. Like, is this something I want to do? Do I want to attack you any further? And she's going to kind of look at you and then look past you at the car. And see that you're still in it. So you're going to see her kind of pull up something that, from what you can tell, looks like a very large firearm of some sort.
Shit.
And she is, how far away are you from the car, Sam?
I just started walking. So a distance, but not so far away that seeing her mime a bazooka isn't going to make me turn around or do something.
Okay. She is going to fire this invisible bazooka at the car.
Do I have anything I can do? I'm assuming I have crawled out of the vehicle.
Yes.
I've recognized this figure from before. And is there anything I can do?
As far as I know, knowing your moves and what you can do,
I mean, there's a big whammy that I could try to pull out here as like a these the people that done.
I'll give you an opportunity to either use the big whammy or
jinx. I'm not gonna try to jinx again. I think I tried the jinx. Once again, I'm playing this character out of emotion. I feel like. Even though I have three tags for the dark side or whatever, I feel like this character doesn't know its powers. I don't know what I'm doing. So Alessandra sees this, and so far, everything it's done has enacted. From what it's seen. From the wall to the actions in the hospital. So in an effort to stop this being, I can't imagine there's anything. He gets swelled up with emotion and tries to stop him.
Whammy.
Big whammy. So, don't know what that's going to entail, but a force of some sort if I hit. I use weird instead of tough. 9. So, that's to kick some ass. So, what does that do to kick some ass? You and whenever you're fighting inflict harm on each other. And the amount of harm is based on the established dangers in the game. So maybe it's kind of like a, almost like a mimic of her own move, and like I'm trying to blast her as I see her mimicking a...
Okay.
It's the first thing that comes to mind. Looks like she's wielding some kind of big weapon. I'm... No!
Okay, so to me... Yeah, to me it looks like an almost like a force wave. Like you just kind of point at her, and it is enough to like shift her, and this thing ends up hitting you. And so this will be the established what we've done here, and this is kind of part of why I went the way we did. So I have this written down. So her attack is invisible weapon. So what she can do is two harm. Mm-hmm. So, and her it's ignore armor. So I wanted to talk that through with you before and make sure that was okay, and it seemed like that was okay. So her invisible attack. So that's what happens. You are able to stop her from hitting the car. But when you kind of hit her, it just angles it enough to where this thing comes pretty close to you. Like, if you ever played the game Halo and you kind of shoot close to somebody.
Yeah.
It's enough to, you know,
if I was jumping right now, I'd jump a little higher.
Yeah. So you kind of try to brace yourself, but it hits you and it's going to knock you against the car. And so we're going to give you two harm there, ignore harmer. Ignore armor.
I protect someone.
Okay, see, that's what I was waiting for when it was being shot. I was wondering how this was going
to
happen. So
I was just waiting to see. I take the damage instead of you. We will not be splitting it up. I will take it all. I will literally step in front of the mimed rocket and take the hit.
So it's kind of like bang, bang. I push, and he steps as in the directionality of it.
Yes.
And he takes it.
Sweet.
Oh, I liked how that worked out, too. Yeah, because we had no idea that you would fail that. If he had succeeded, then this wouldn't have been needed. But
I heal, too. And I'm still at max health.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, yeah, because that move gets an always 10. right?
Yep. When I do protect him, but that's my move for this round. Mm-hmm. Whatever happened, like that's what I've done. Because before I was just like standing around, I didn't shoot at her, we didn't attack. You did your move, she did her move, and I did mine. So now it's Leslie. Realistically, is
so
the only person.
It does hurt you, but you heal rapidly, right?
Yes.
It doesn't so happen. So your whole front has just blown up, and then you guys are like, "What the fuck?" And you just kind of see like a thumb shoot up, like. Good.
A bent thumb and like clicks forward and snaps together, and then like I turn, my face starts to regrow back together.
Oh, I'm never gonna get used to that. I'm gonna try and try and act under pressure to get out of my car again.
That's cool.
So you're gonna kind of see, like, if you're looking at her, you're gonna see Theo just kind of go like, almost like she's not talking, but she's like, "Oh my gosh, like what? That was so cool!" And kind of like knock her head, like, "That was so awesome, yes." But at the same time, she's still walking towards you, and she kind of like tosses this invisible weapon, rocket launcher, away as if that was necessary.
I rolled a 10 to act under pressure to get out of the stupid car.
Oh, you did. You got out. You acted under pressure.
Did it well enough? I pull my 9mm guns. I don't know shit about guns. The small service pistol she's got.
But so, yeah, you had a 9mm with you.
Yep.
Unfortunately,
the sniper rifle is in the trunk, because that makes the most sense as to where a sniper rifle would be.
I think that makes sense.
But I have that out and aimed at the mime witch, who's...
I think she's going to kind of look at you and go like, "Oh, that's so cool." Like hands on her hips, like, "Oh, you got a weapon too." And then she's going to kind of like gesture that she's got one too. And she's going to point it at you.
Fantastic. I did my move. Can I try and shoot her? I feel like this isn't going to end well, but.
Oh, I'll tell you what. You're downed. He's probably pissing his pants right now.
I just got walloped. I just got walloped right up against the car.
Well,
no, I didn't.
You didn't.
That's right.
But you're still probably like, you have never seen someone take a rocket launcher to their chest.
To the face.
And survive. So we'll just say you're probably pretty
stunned. I'm stunned right now.
So you see her pull her gun and kind of like funny style to the side, like pointing it up. And then she goes like, she has a revelation. Like, "Oh my gosh, I just had an idea." And she like holds a finger up to you. And then she...
I shoot her before she does anything.
Okay, you shoot her? Okay, kick some ass.
Okay, I'm going to try. I don't care. I'm not waiting for the stupid mime to come up with some. Maybe I am. I keep looking at the numbers trying to make them make sense. No, that's a 6.
Quick question. Where did you put your stats?
Minus 1 charm, 2 cool, 1 sharp, 1 tough, 0 weird. Level
just,
1.
Just curious. That's true.
Okay. So, what I say, so pretty much I could just get a choice of there what a bad thing happens. And
yeah, a bad thing happens to me. Gun explodes or some stupid shit.
So she's just going to kind of gesture like the... Mm-hmm.
Like a no-no.
Who was that? That 7'3" was it Mutombo, the basketball player? Kind of did the
Dikembe Mutombo. Yeah, the Mutombo, one finger wag.
Yeah, the one finger wag. So she kind of does that at you, and she's gonna shoot at you, and she's gonna hit you. We'll say in your lower leg, like not your mm-hmm. knee, more calf area. For well, no, that wouldn't make sense because it has to be 2 harm.
Mm-hmm.
As we've established. So where is it? She's going to wing you, like, on the side.
Yeah. All right.
Do you have body armor?
She has...
Oh, that's right. Her magic is armor-piercing.
She has battlefield awareness, but it's armor-piercing. So I am... 2, 3, 4, 5. So I'm 5.
So you have 2 health left, right?
So I have 2 health left. At what point does the wolf take over?
That would be right now. So, this is a fun part of this character that we've been doing. It's something we haven't really talked about yet, because this has been a pretty dead... This is kind of the middle of the night. this is all happening. So this toll road hasn't been super busy. But some cars are starting to kind of pull up. There's an accident. The other side of the median, people are slowing down but not stopping. But you guys have some people stopped. And what's going to happen, a fun part of Laura's character here, Leslie's playbook, is that with her being cursed, right? And not knowing how to understand her powers yet, she kind of loses control of her character here for a little bit. She's going to turn into a werewolf. And what are the stats going to be exactly here?
Realistically, she has 4 health. If it's not silver, it's not going to do damage. And she's got 3 bite, 2 claw. 3 damage bite, 2 damage claws. That's where she's starting at. The thing is that she's now out of her mind and cannot be controlled. So the only benefit she's got right now is that if it's not silver, it doesn't hurt her. It can put her down if it's enough damage. Like, well, she'll fall to the ground and pass out. But she don't die unless it's silver.
Okay. So we have a transformation sequence happening here. Do you have an idea of what this looks like?
So Sam and I have talked a few times over the years.
Just a few times you talked over the years?
Just a few times about Anarium and werewolves and lore. So the lore with the curse is that when the elves first came here as refugees from their plane, they saw the werewolves that are here, the lycans that are born lycans. They're not cursed, they're born, and it is much more they're a wolf that can turn into a human, and they're given certain gifts from the moon goddess to help protect humanity and shepherd them. And the elves saw that and went, that's cool, we've got magic, we'll do that too. But they didn't have the moon goddess's, like, agreement to do so.
Blessing.
So she went, ha ha, fuck around and find out. So it's a curse. With that, it's a very painful transformation, like bones snapping into place. It's gruesome. It's bloody and gory and gross and incredibly painful. And she transforms into something that looks like a big wolf that can go bipedal and kind of doesn't look entirely healthy, doesn't look super unhealthy. Troy looks like a big wolf.
Yeah, he looks, that is, he's a beefy boy.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's Snow White, healthy. It's gorgeous. Yeah, the cursed werewolf does not look as pretty.
Okay, and how many times has this happened to you?
Twice. She has gone through 2
So this is your third.
So this is my third transformation. This is the other two happened when the full moon pulled her.
Yes.
So it was also out of her control, but it was also in a safe environment. She was in the zoo with the enrichment activities. This is out of control.
For sure. This is new.
And it's very much two-spirit theory. There's Leslie, but there's also the wolf that is.
Yeah.
There are parts of Leslie the wolf, but it's.
Are you aware of what happens after this?
At this stage, you would get flashes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You don't really have a lot. You and your wolf are not in any way
bonded. Yeah, we haven't come to any kind of understanding. She was a vegetarian before this. That wasn't just a throwaway line. She is doing her best with a bad hand dealt to her, but she's not very. My cat just suicide jumped off the chair there.
I'm going to take a piss and then we'll be right back to this.
Okay, sounds good.
This is happening earlier than I expected it to, because again, things were accelerated. But once we were going, I got a little giddy. I was like, oh, you guys are just going to drive and you're not going to be paying attention?
Oh, this is fantastic.
I'm gonna hit you with a mine.
Yeah, so she goes through a horrible, horrendous transition, and she is not in control. This is very much a monstrous
creature.
Now
my character's pissing his pants.
Yeah, that's fair. It is.
He went from
terrifying,
like big dude. You're not transformed all the time, are you? So like, I just see you, just a big burly guy, right?
I mean, normal sized.
Okay, normal sized guy. Still big to my
says
once again,
the 6'3"
I mean,
man.
6'3", but he's not.
Yeah, I'm 5'5". My character is like, dude, you big bro. So yeah, it, and now I went from and how big were you before?
Normally she's about 5'6". She's not like average size for a woman.
Yeah, my character went, and now you went to.
She's like.
You're taller than me already.
Yeah, it's it's kind of a weird bipedal wolf.
I'm seeing movie-esque werewolf hybrid. We're talking about. Kind of like up onto the hind legs, arched back, feral.
Yeah, so like 7 feet. Like she's
pissing
tall.
His pants right now.
I don't know. Jump Try in at any cool point if I go too far out of your lore.
Realistically, at this stage, based on your relationship, your physicality is very much like an American Werewolf in London.
Okay.
Dude, that's so funny you said that.
So
I
not
was literally
super,
thinking, that's
super
the
tall.
Movie I was thinking.
Yeah.
As you develop and as you and your wolf bond, will become more of a wolf. But at the moment, you look like the hell beast from American Werewolf in London.
You're hungry like the wolf. So Leslie has just turned to a werewolf for the third time ever, and this was painful.
Yep.
She's going to have 4 harm left from this point. And I guess, well, we can get to that when it's necessary. All right. How's Xander doing?
Yeah. While you were gone, I said I was pissing myself. character. So Sander's like, what the fuck is going on?
All right. Not a meth addict.
What's Troy's
Holy
reaction
shit.
To this?
It's just gotten quickly out of hand. And I don't know if I prioritize the warlock or the cursed werewolf. It really depends on what Leslie does next.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you is, and I think I tried to do this in a way that it would be somewhat fair, so she doesn't just like fucking dip off into traffic and start eating people. She was hurt, and at a base level, she is kind of a creature now that would be living off instinct. Something hurt you.
Yeah.
You're going to go after what hurt you.
Yeah.
So you are charging at Theope. And
can I use preternatural speed?
No. You don't have it.
I know.
Not yet. So, roll some kick some ass for me, and we'll see how this goes. And imagine Theope is kind of twitching her fingers to kind of see how she's going to react to this.
My stats stay the same.
That's a good question.
Probably should make up a monster sheet for her that you get control over.
I think that makes sense.
Or at least have possession of, so that way you can kind of... Not that I would know, but...
We can
that's just an idea. I have no idea.
I can just look at the monstrous, and or I guess if you have it out.
I mean, she doesn't roll. She has no
if I'm a monster, I have no
she's
control.
The question
your
is,
monsters.
Oh, I'm just saying, okay, so I can just make this sound cool.
Yep.
Okay, so we just wasted some time. So we're learning here. At least I am. I think everyone else had an idea of what was going to happen, but I didn't.
I'm just here to watch.
Okay, so...
we're all here to watch. What happens next?
So what I'm going to say happens here is Leslie charges Theope. And so on the attacks here, I have 3 damage for bite and 2 damage for claws.
Yep.
Armor resistant anything, or that's just
the bite will negate armor.
Okay.
And if she is in any way human, if she gets bitten, she's cursed.
Okay. Okay. There might be a discussion I have with you here in a second. But what's going to happen here is, so she sees you charging, mm-hmm. and she's going to kind of posture as if she is doing, you know, the, what are those called? The bull.
Matador.
She is posturing as a matador. She holds one hand up and postures to the crowd, and then she holds up her imaginary flag, or whatever you want to call that, and she is kind of gesturing it. At the last second, she tries to pull it from you, but you were able to wing her. So you are going to do 2 damage to Theope. Via claws.
Woohoo!
Or no, you'll do 1 damage, because I forgot. Bite did away with the armor.
Grrr.
I forgot. So, in my big whammy to cause harm, it says the attack does 2 harm. I don't know if I said that out loud before.
I have it written down somewhere. I don't know if you said it, but that's totally fine. Are you
ignore armor, obvious, all that.
So you just saw, I think this would be a good moment for you. You have been scared, but maybe seeing your friend or someone
that's just from the four that's who's all that was.
Trying to help you was able to hurt this thing that is trying to kill you, and it now gets winged and it's turned its back to you.
I won't say they're friends yet.
Yes, I'm saying
still trying to. I'm like, you know, they're protecting me though,
but they're definitely
themselves.
Not trying to hit you with invisible grenade launchers.
Correct.
But the person that was has their back turned to you and is kind of not reacting the way you would think. They're almost like, good one, like kind of pointing at her, like, ooh, that hurt a little bit.
Could I affect like the way that it tried to defend itself from her by trying to jinx it?
I would say you can either jinx it, or when her back is turned, you can use the big whammy.
Oh, jinx it. I don't know. I'm just feeling like that's kind of, well, no, that I'm playing this character like he doesn't know what's going on. So, yeah, I think I just kind of, once again, quick reacting, not really. I feel like the jinx might have been more of a luck-based kind of trying to stop a bad situation that was just happening.
And in this moment, I think the big whammy makes more sense. Makes you were just reacting, trying to hurt something. Yeah. And I will even say, you hear the voice, like,
kill her.
Okay. I'll listen to this time. I'll listen this time.
Hey, you know what? That sounds
and you know
like
what? Actually, hold on.
Idea.
This is a good. This is some good character stuff here. Your character here, that is something I can do, is ask you to do favors.
Once again, the 3 tags that I have marked, I think should still kind of be up for whatever you, what I think probably should make more sense to the what you have created. So I kind of just checked some things off. Guilt works for me for the death of the wife. But Dark Bark and Secrets I marked down. And I'm not really sure what my motivation was there.
Yeah, so so, yeah, you are just trying to do anything that can hurt her is what you're doing in this moment.
I got an 8 to hit her to do the damage. So
okay, and what? Remind me what happens there.
2 harm, obvious, and ignores armor.
Okay, anything? So 7 to 9, anything goofy happen?
That would be under harm or no?
Should be in the move. I should have it.
Yeah, the move, big whammy, just says the attack has 2 harm, close, obvious, ignore armor. On a miss, you'll get a magical backlash.
Okay.
So, and then under, so I'm trying to inflict harm, right? Or no, where's the kick?
And you're rolling plus weird instead of tough, right?
Right, and this is kick ass, which is kick some ass. 7 plus. So I'll still, when you do, I don't know how that works.
They trade damage.
Say it again?
They trade damage.
Yeah.
He hurts her, but she'll hurt him back. Or she will hurt someone back.
Yeah, so it's on a 7. You or whatever you fighting inflict harm on each other. So that's part of the kick some ass move. That usually means you inflict the harm rating your weapon, and your enemy inflicts their attack's harm rating on you.
Okay. So, you're going to get two harm. Ignore armor.
Mm-hmm. And two on her ignore armor.
Yep, and she gets two ignore armor. And I'll give you this. Well, no, I won't give you that because I think that would have been better if you had a 10.
On the whiplash one that we did this last time, you like took that two from me. So mm-hmm. Now this time I'm taking it. So
okay.
How much damage is it?
Two.
I'll take it.
So you're going to do a...
I'll protect someone.
Okay, so...
Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, jumps in front again. And what I'll say is...
Still at max health.
Sick.
So you're going to hear her yell out. It's like, oh, motherfucker!
She speaks.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, she speaks.
She's a shitty ass mime.
Well, okay, so what she's gonna do is let me think of what's big as fuck that a person could just have. I already did a rocket launcher. So she's gonna pull up two rocket launchers and shoot them at you.
It's going to be a real fucked up Wednesday.
So, tell me what happens. What I'll tell you is, so, each one would normally have done two harm.
So it's four.
It only does two for some reason.
All right. Well... I mean, my ass gets knocked back, and as, like, the giant holes in my body slowly knit together, I stand up, I pull my pistol, and I'm going to shoot at her.
Okay, before you do that, I want you to investigate a mystery.
I was going to do it if you didn't tell me. I was going to be like, I want to see. Can I figure out?
Nice.
Scent or smell or anything with that?
I don't know if her scent or smell changes, really.
I'm out of 12.
So I'll just tell you is you can tell that you frustrated her. And by doing that, by making her speak, it weakened her powers. If you can make her talk, it will weaken her ability to speak for a little while. And by a little while, we'll be exact. You got a 12. For a turn. For a turn, if you can make her speak, it will weaken her powers by half. So, at that moment, we'll say, Leslie has now, still pissed, ran up behind her, not paying attention, completely unaware. Mm-hmm. She has kind of bear hugged her and is going to take a bite. Right here in the shoulder mm-hmm. neck area. And we're going to do three harm there, and that's ignore armor.
Yep.
Don't forget maybe lycanthropy.
Yeah.
That is true.
Unless she dies.
If she dies, she dies. All right, so she has just been bitten by Leslie, and it hurts. She is not a fan. 0 out of 10, would not recommend to anyone. And what she's going to do is just kind of like throw her arms up, and it is going to just, you know, like a force push, just poof, Leslie is going to fly off. As tough as she is, I'm just going to say, I don't know. We'll go ahead and I don't even take any harm away. I don't think it's going to be enough. Just knocking her on the ground, I don't think. I mean, even if she rolls and skids for a bit, I just don't think that's enough to really do anything. But you are, we'll say you're, say, a telekinetic push 50 feet away. Sound good?
Yep.
But she's not looking great. And again, at this point, we kind of have, like, bystanders. So what she's going to do is put the jetpack back on, and she's going
to... Yeah, I want to roll to manipulate someone.
Okay.
Let's see what we can do here. It's a 7.
Okay, so what's going to happen there?
They'll do it, but only if I do something for them right now to show that I mean it. I am a... Hey, you ain't looking great. You just got bit by a lycanth. Somebody suffering from the curse of lycanthropy.
She's floating and kind of like crosses her arms.
So realistically, whether you like it or not, on the next full moon, you're going to have a real problem. So you can either come with us. We'll pretend like none of this happened. We'll tell them you chose to come in on your own volition. And you can come with me. Clue me into what's going on, and we can kind of discuss what you think you deserve. And we can figure out how to help with that curse and why you seem to have a hard-on for murdering my friend here. Still pointing a gun at her.
What does it require to heal this? Is it possible to heal this in any way? Largest scale possible. How can you heal this?
You've got 3 options. You've got the elvish option. Super fucking expensive. Ingredients are hard to find. But it will separate the 2 spirits and allow them to walk away without a wolf. Stupid expensive. You've got the dangerous way, which is when you go to a demon and they basically take a meat cleaver to the 2 souls. And realistically, they're going to miss something. And it starts to rot the soul.
You're going to lose a part of yourself. Yeah.
Your soul dies, and then your body's just kind of a vessel walking around.
That's an awesome story element.
Or you can put a silver bullet in your head. Those are your 3 options.
Okay. And you rolled a 7, so I'm not going to give you my motivation here. But she's pretty fucked up. So she's going to do, again, the finger tap.
Can I read a bad situation?
Yes.
Can we all read a bad situation? Because we're trying to see. I don't think we're all watching this.
No, I can't.
I rolled an 8. If I shoot her in the head, is she going to die?
Well, that'd be...
Two damage silver.
No. You can do it.
I'll wait. If I don't think it'll put her down, I'm not going to risk everyone involved.
Okay.
I would rather wait and hear what she is thinking on as far as making a deal. Realistically, she has to ask me for something. I rolled well enough that there is a conversation to be had here.
I'm going to say I got a little closer just to kind of, like, this whole situation... He's obviously acting out. I see the people around. I'll move in a little closer to listen in. Can I do a hunch? To get a bead on what try to be in the right place at the right time for whatever's about to happen.
Yeah.
6.
So that's going to be an experience. Me like you.
I'll be there, but it'll be too late.
So you see her kind of finger tap on the cheek, and she goes, aha moment, 1 finger up. And you see her kind of hold 1 hand up. She pulls some little levers, twists some knobs. She kind of winks at you, Troy, and she tosses you an object. And you can either like kind of hold your hands out and try to catch it, or it'll hit you and hit the ground. But as she throws that, she kind of gives you a salute, and she is going to fly off, unless any of you can do anything to stop her.
I'll take a shot.
Okay.
Whatever she threw at me is probably going to hit the ground. I'll take a shot.
Let's do it.
That's a 10. I'll do 3 harm.
And
actually, you know what? That's a 10.
Would you have advanced moves yet?
I don't have advanced, but
force them where you want them.
Suffer less harm, force them where you want them. I just shot her jetpack. She's going to come back down.
Boom. Okay.
In my mind, I'm picturing it as he holds the gun up and then just sort of jerks it and nothing happens. As if he's miming the shot. And then she drops.
Yeah. So shoots and she is flying away feeling, you know, not great. But, you know, whatever. She's going to get away. Boom. Hits the jetpack. There's, again, from what you can tell, you don't see anything, but it looks as if there's a pretty large explosion here. And I guess that's another thing, so.
All the damage is invisible, is like explosions are invisible. None of this stuff is visible to us.
No, none of it is visible. It exists.
It's all mind magic.
Is Leslie still focused on the mime, or has she been distracted?
There are now civilian casualties potentially around as well.
Are there? Yeah. Just, I'm not controlling her, so just keeping her in somebody's mind.
I actually like that, and I like that you brought it to the front of my mind. So what's going to happen is she hits the ground. Mm-hmm. Boom. She doesn't look panicked, though, but she is bloodied.
Yeah.
Her back looks what you can see, like a explosion happened on her back, and she kind of looks at all of you. She shakily raises up a middle finger, and at that moment, Leslie is on her.
All right.
On her neck, shaking her like a rag doll. Until eventually the head snaps off and rolls away innocently, and Leslie is now just enjoying a meal, vegetarian that she is. And there are probably 20 cars on either side that have witnessed this. But the target is immobilized.
Xander he falls asleep. He like falls down. Finally
exhausted, collapses.
Collapses, lays down, and just
get out my phone, and I call Morningwood. Hey, I'm gonna need a cleanup crew in my position.
And that, friends, is how we will end this episode. Thank you.
All right, agents, thank you for joining us for another episode of Anarium Case Files. Well, there you have it. Our first fight in this little offshoot we're doing of Anarium. And I think it went pretty well. I thought it was fun. I hope you guys enjoyed it. It was fun to throw some sound effects on there and that kind of thing. We learned a little bit about Leslie's transformation and what that looks like. And feels like, which sounds like not very great. But she also seems to be a great ally to have on your side. That without her, that might not have went as quickly as it did. Thank you. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I hope you guys are continuing to enjoy these episodes. We probably will be dropping them 2 at a time. I think that's how we're going to try to move through this quickly and get you back to the normal show and that kind of thing. But it's spooky season. Here's some spooky stuff for you. Hope you guys are enjoying it. Make sure that if you have anything you'd like to say to us or, you know, let us know if you want to have any sort of input on the show or give us some feedback. You can reach us on any of our social medias. The DMs are open there. And you can also reach out to us for the email through email, and that is anarium.podcast@gmail.com. So go ahead and reach out to us on there and let us know what you think, which I'm sure You think it's awesome, right? Okay. So yeah, go ahead and send those to us. All right. Thank you very much. Enjoy your spooky weekend.